Kia ora, tena koutou katoa. Welcome to Emirates Podcast, episode 391. Today is Wednesday, July 26th, 2023. Leo is on my lap again this week, and he's chewing on one of his soft toys. So one of two things could happen. He may bump the mic, or he may drop his toy on the floor and then just stare at it until I lean over and pick it up from him. So if this suddenly stops at some point and then suddenly resumes, that's why. But anyway, he's nice and warm, which is a good thing because I think it's been quite cold lately. Now, a lot of people feel cold differently than others, or heat too for that matter, and people's perception of what is cold and what is hot varies a lot, obviously, from person to person. But for me, it's quite cold. And I've heard anecdotally that the winter so far in Auckland has been much worse than usual, much worse in terms of temperatures, I suppose. Although it's been raining a hell of a lot in Auckland and Northland and Coromandel and Bay of Plenty, which is the eastern, northeastern corner of the country. The area is called Tairawhiti. But I don't like cold. I don't like cold at all. I don't mind hot, but I don't like cold. And so when I feel cold, I'm not very happy. So I've said before that I don't have any heating in two of the bedrooms, one of which is my office. There's a heat pump in my bedroom, the main bedroom, and then there's one in the living, kitchen, dining area. But the other two bedrooms and the hallway connecting all of the bedrooms to the rest of the house are not heated. And so it can get, from my perspective, it can get really cold in the wintertime. And it actually can get a bit warm and stuffy in the summer, too, for that matter, especially when the sun is shining in my office, because it faces, not west exactly, but west enough that it gets direct afternoon sun. And I don't know ultimately what I'm going to do about that, if anything. But what I do, and I may have mentioned this before, I can't remember. Sorry, I forgot to listen back. I close the door to the toilet and the bathroom, which are also not heated, of course, because that is a little bit less coldness that enters the hallway area. Now, I could put in an electric space heater, like a microthermic heater is what I would use. And it doesn't cost all that much to run, but I don't spend enough time in the hallway to really worry about it. And I'm usually done in my office before nightfall anyway. I don't usually go, well, sometimes I go back in the, like last week, I went back in my office to post last week's episode. But normally I don't go back in the evening. If I don't do something during the daytime, like a blog post, for instance, it's not going to happen. But right now I've got a warm puppy on my lap who has dropped his toy. And we're back. I now have a happy warm puppy on my lap. Anyway, there's been a lot of different things going on. Some good, some bad, some neither here nor there, I suppose. But there are a few different things I want to touch on today. First, on the bad side of things, I got a message yesterday that one of my former partners had died of an apparent heart attack the day before. Now, he and I went our separate ways 35 years ago, so this is a very long time ago. But we stayed in touch, basically, for most of that time, off and on. And he reconnected with me in late 2017, I think it was. And I stopped hearing from him shortly after, maybe before 2018, I can't remember. And I often wondered what happened to him and how he was doing, because he fought a lot of demons in his life. And I wondered if maybe he was having a bad time again. And he probably was, because in March of 2018, his partner died of a brain aneurysm. He'd been HIV positive for many, many years and had been in poor health overall for quite a while, apparently. So it wasn't a surprise in that sense, but he didn't take it at all well, according to his family. And I presume sort of declined over time, but he died like 3 days after his birthday. We had some good times back then. We had some bad times, too. When they were bad, they were pretty darn bad. But overall, the thing I think about when I think about those days, first of all, it was my longest relationship up until that point. We were only together about 4 years. But my longest relationships prior to that had been weeks or months. And it was at a very pivotal time for me. It was from my mid-20s to my late-20s. And that was the period where I was learning who I was. It was when I did most of my LGBTQ activism. And it's also when I entered the printing and publishing industries, which allowed me to get a sponsored visa so I could move to New Zealand and be with Nigel some years later. So it wasn't all bad. There were times when it was bad, but there were plenty of times when it was good, or at least okay. And toward the end, we'd become probably not much more than flatmates. I mean, we were still friends, but we were basically just flatmates at the end. And he came to me one day in 1988 and said that he was going to move out. What he didn't know is that I'd been planning on moving out myself, because the bad times were things I just couldn't take anymore. And so I decided I needed to move on. But when he told me he was going to move out, that meant that I got to keep the apartment, which I really liked. And so from my perspective, that was a good thing. And then, you know, one thing led to another, and I think it was the following year, I met a new partner, and we were together for a few years, and then we split up, and I eventually met Nigel and then moved here, and of course, that's pretty much brings us up to date. And Nigel actually met my former partner in our first trip to the U.S., and his partner. Yeah, so at least Nigel was the only person in New Zealand who had, as far as I can remember anyway, ever met my former partner. And so he would be the only one who would know who or what I was talking about. And I'm a little bit vague about it because I have this weird thing. Well, it's not a weird thing. I generally don't talk about other people without their permission, especially on public things like podcasts and blog posts and so on. But in this case, I can't get his permission, obviously, anymore. And because it wasn't all good, I don't want to, how do I want to put this? I don't want to sully his memory or whatever, because yes, there were some very bad times over those years, but there were also some good times, and he was a good person, he had a good heart, but he was troubled by his demons, and sometimes they got the better of him. Yeah, so it left me very confused and unsure of what it was I was thinking and feeling and so on, because it was a very long time ago, and although I'm still in contact with his family through Facebook, I didn't know what to think or what to feel. And so I did something that I used to do a lot when I was a kid and a youth, and that is just walk around. Now, it was raining yesterday most of the day and was cold and windy and so on, so I just walked inside my house as I've done in the past. I did it for about half an hour, 45 minutes or something, and it really helped to clear my head and to focus on what was important. And for me, it was that those were important years in my growth and development and so on as a human being. And he was part of that, and I think that's worth remembering. Now, I wrote about it on Facebook, and then I published the exact same thing on my blog, and I'll put a link to my blog post. Although if you're on Facebook and you've seen the Amarin's Facebook page, you would have already seen the link to it. But nevertheless, I'll put it in the show notes for this. And speaking of Facebook, I posted originally there and adapted it and so on and did a blog post, which was also on the Amarin's Facebook page, about my 65th birthday. And I did that last week on the 21st, which, of course, was my month day, you will recall. And it's 6 months until my 65th birthday. And it's something that I've been thinking about for months and months and months, what to do about my 65th birthday. And I, at one point, thought about having a party, because that's what usually happens on a big birthday. But I didn't want to do that specifically, because the 60th birthday party I had that Nigel did was so awesome. I didn't want to risk doing that and then spending my whole time thinking that it wasn't as good as that one was, especially because Nigel wouldn't be there with me. And I thought, I need to do something different, and I need to do something that's not like directly comparable to anything, ideally. And that's where I got stuck. Well, a few weeks ago, maybe even a couple of months ago now, some of the family and I were having lunch, and my brother-in-law started talking about going on a trip in January. Now, I've never gone with him on any of their trips, except for one we went on to Queenstown in 2020. And so I was like, yeah, well, whatever. And then he asked me if I wanted to go and sort of suggested that I really should go this time. And so I said, yeah, okay. And I wasn't very enthused about it, partly because I'm not enthused about traveling anywhere right now, still. And so I was like, whatever. But he started doing some research into flights and so on and found out that there were some really good deals to go to Fiji. And I've never been there or to any other a tropical Pacific island, which brings up a story. I think it might have been my first Christmas in New Zealand, certainly one of my early ones. Nigel and I went to his parents' house, and we were just talking about where we wanted to go, where we would like to travel to, and all that sort of thing. And I said, I'd like to visit a South Pacific island because I've never been to one. And Nigel's mom said, very matter-of-factly, you live on one. And we all thought that was hilarious. And, of course, I meant a tropical South Pacific island. But be that as it may, I've always wanted to go to one, and this came up, and it was really quite reasonable. The flights were reasonable, and so was the accommodation. And so that's what we're doing. And now the original trip was going to be back before my birthday, and now we're going to be – it will extend through my birthday or past my birthday or whatever. So I'll be having my 65th birthday in Fiji with some family members. I've forgotten how many of us are going. It's not the whole family, obviously, but then probably wouldn't have the whole family at a birthday party here in New Zealand either. So that's what I'm going to do. And I think ultimately it's the perfect choice because it's unlike anything I've ever done for any of my birthdays. I've never gone on a birthday trip at that time. And it's not a party in the traditional sense. So it won't be anything that would compare to anything that Nigel did for me, even though I fully acknowledge that he always made my birthdays awesome. And none of them since he died have been could hold a candle to any of the ones that I had while he was alive, partly because he's not here, I'm sure, but also because he made a fuss about it. And I said in my post that he told me on more than one occasion that he enjoyed my birthday more than his own. And at the time, I always thought it was because he didn't like being the center of attention. He didn't like people making a fuss over him and all that sort of stuff. But he liked making a fuss over me for my birthday and for other people too, but especially me. And so I had years of really great birthdays, thanks to him. And when he died, those ended. So this hopefully will be something a bit more in the awesome category than the category. And so I've actually known about this for quite a while, but I thought I'd wait until my month day to talk about it because, 6 months away, or 6 months from my 65th birthday is a bigger deal. And I've got a lot of things I have to do, not for the trip so much, but for turning 65, because you are supposed to apply for national superannuation, which is our national retirement plan, when you turn 65, and you get this thing called a super gold card, which gives you all sorts of discounts around, including for public transport, which is valuable, among other things. But New Zealand law also requires that I apply for Social Security, which I don't fully qualify for until I think it's 67 and 10 months or something like that, or 66 and 10 months. I can't remember. Anyway, it's quite a ways after 65. So, and I don't know really what that means. I always understood it that you apply for Social Security and it's paid to the New Zealand government, just as if a New Zealander who qualified for national superannuation retired in the USA, the New Zealand government would pay that to the US government to supplement their Social Security. That's how I understood it. I might have it completely wrong, and I'm going to be finding out. And I'll share what I find out once I do. So this is all uncharted territory. I don't personally know anybody, any expats precisely who have gone through this, at least not that they've talked about in any detail. So, I don't know what to expect, and I don't know what that's going to be all about. But, first things first, I'm more excited about the trip than I am about dealing with anybody's bureaucracies. But I guess I'm just more to talk about here. Other than that, I had a really good weekend. Saturday was a bright, sunny day, so I went out and I mowed my lawns for the first time in a while, and fortunately it's been cold enough, that's a good thing about it being cold, that the grass didn't grow quite as quickly as it normally did. The bad thing is that because it wasn't very warm and it hadn't been very sunny, it was quite moist out on the lawns. But still, I got them mowed. And then the next day, Sunday, some of the family and I got together to celebrate my mother-in-law's birthday. We went to my brother-in-law's house and just had sort of a potluck kind of lunch. We all brought something or other. And it was a lovely day. It was a beautiful day. It saw some of the family I don't get to see very often. And it was a nice cap to a really nice weekend. So, yeah, you know, just because there are some bad times, there are still good times that go along with it. But it's still too cold. Well, that's it for today. I will talk to you soon. Kakete ano. Bye. You can comment on this or any episode of the Airman's Podcast at airmanspodcast.com, where you can also leave a voice message. You can visit and comment on the Amarin's Facebook page, or you can email me, with or without a voice message, at amarins@gmail.com. This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Network and is produced and distributed under Creative Commons license. Complete details at the website,